start with saying the issue isn't the cap. The issue is that the environmental laws will be changed for all companies within the zone. Is that correct? New manufacturers within the zone, and then any company within the zone that has an issue related to the zone can change the legal process changes. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have room up here.
You can sit over there.
Senator, you're correct to the extent that any new manufacturing facility in the EITM zone could potentially be eligible for those environmental exemptions.
So I don't want people to, you know, get confused. We are taking a foreign company and we are giving them rights that Wisconsin companies don't have. We're allowing them to be excluded from our environmental rules that Wisconsin companies and Wisconsinites have to adhere to, and we're allowing them to be excluded from our normal justice system process. That's what we're doing. So let's, you know, call a spade a spade. This is and has been reported as the largest deal of its kind ever done in America. And that's because I believe every other state has understood that the price that the Walker administration has committed Wisconsinites to pay is simply too high. Let's go through this amendment. So for clarity, we asked during the hearing in the Kenosha-Racine-Sturtevant area whether or not the zone could be the entire state. And we were told, several individuals stated, well, I won't do that. So the amendment, just for clarity, says that the zone has to be with, it can't be outside the state, but it does not say that it can't be the whole state, right?
That's correct.
So they took the time to fix it, but not to say it could be the whole state, even though allegedly that wouldn't be done. Oh, that alone is disturbing because it can do exactly what Senator Erpenbach stated, where employers, mining companies, whomever else, would get some of the benefits of not having to abide by environmental rules and laws that Wisconsin companies and businesses have had to do. I mean, this, of course, is corporate welfare in the most obscene use of the word. Governor Walker very candidly has put, and you all have put, more stipulations on single mothers getting food share than on a multi-billionaire foreign company to get access to the hard-earned money that Wisconsin taxpayers have worked and contributed for us to have the kind of Wisconsin that we need. It is disturbing that you've changed the environmental laws, you've changed the access to due process for a foreigner and giving them more than what anybody else in the state has. It is truly disturbing, and we're struggling. You're struggling to figure out what to do for transportation. You're struggling to figure out how to take care of the responsibilities that we need, and you've struggled and clearly have not made our education, our schools, prioritized our children and our students. You've put our children behind this foreign company, and it is overwhelming for me to see that you are doing this. Question for Fiscal Bureau, attempt to insure. Could you tell me what signifies an attempt? How many attempts before it's considered failed? Because I know we have, you know, how many attempts, you know, someone, you know, can do with probation and parole, for example. We're very clear, you know, on what you need to do and what the consequences are. So is it clear what attempts are and how many?
I don't think there's anything specific about it other than the language that you're looking at here, that WEDEC would have to, as it stated, attempt to ensure that, and they would have to seek to satisfy certain hiring goals. But there's nothing more specific in the language than what is shown here.
So Governor Walker, thank you, Bob. Governor Walker's office said that the deal would result into, you know, maybe even up to 20,000 jobs if you consider all of the indirect supplier and businesses. Is there anything that provides access to contracting or for Wisconsin businesses or any agreements that Wisconsin businesses will get an opportunity or a percentage of Wisconsin businesses will be engaged in the building of the building, the facility? Is there anything for Wisconsin businesses to supply material there, to build anything?
I don't think there's any requirement or any language that would try to encourage the company to hire from a specific Wisconsin business. There is some about attempting to hire Wisconsin residents for positions at the plant, but nothing about contracting with businesses.
So businesses are what we want to grow so that we can grow jobs. We want Wisconsin businesses to be able to have an opportunity, and so the fact that you don't even encourage for Wisconsin businesses to be contracted with is challenging, and your goals for hiring and attempts on hiring are not even clear. Can I ask on the issue of due process being stripped from Wisconsinites in particular? I mean, it could be used even if somebody's property was being taken. Well, let me make sure of that. Could it be used in a condemnation or in a process to take a property from a person? Can this new lack of due process, can it exist? Can it happen in those cases?
Senator Taylor, with regard to the provisions regarding court review, what the amendment would do is specify that when there's an order of a circuit court that vacates, enjoins, reviews a decision that includes a condemnor and concerns an electronic and information technology manufacturing zone, a party that is subject to an order, again, an order vacating, enjoining, or reviewing local decision, including a condemnor decision, that party may immediately appeal as of right to the Supreme Court, meaning they're allowed to skip the, broadly speaking, allowed to skip the Court of Appeals. The amendment would say the Supreme Court must take jurisdiction of an appeal that's filed in that manner. And then it also specifies that that order of a circuit court vacating, enjoining, or reviewing that decision is automatically stayed upon filing of that appeal. A party that to the proceeding may apply to the Supreme Court to request that the stay be modified or vacated.
So that means that yes or no to the question?
Could you repeat your question?
The question was whether or not in a taking of a property in the zone, whether or not this means a person would not have the opportunity to appeal. And they would have to go right to the Supreme Court.
So first off, the party, so if you're thinking about the procedural posture of what you're describing.
Yes, the same one that when we were in the.
If you had a condemnation action.
Room.
That was in the zone and a circuit court vacated or enjoined that action, the party that's subject to that order may immediately appeal as of right to the Supreme Court. So that's it's a permissive authority to appeal directly to the Supreme Court.
Which means that the appeal process would be gone.
The court, they have the ability to
go to the Supreme Court, not the appeals
court of appeals, correct.
Right, okay. Question for you. We're spending a huge amount of money on this foreign billionaire to allegedly create 13,000 jobs. Where is some of our largest unemployment in the state? Zip codes? Areas?
I don't have zip code information. I suspect that certainly some is in some of our northernmost counties, and I would assume that certainly in segments in Milwaukee County is fairly high unemployment. I think the Racine, Kenosha area over the last couple of years during a recession, it was, I think, our largest unemployment rate was there, but that certainly turned around in the last couple of years, especially with Amazon and some other businesses that came into that area.
So is there any connection to those places with the highest unemployment, those areas, workers getting in the front of the line, incentivizing hiring from those areas?
There is some language in the bill. Again, this is for WEDEC to determine that in the designation, they would look at areas of job retention, job creation, job training, creating high-paying jobs, and to the extent possible, WEDEC should give preference to areas of the greatest economic need.
And
there
is
there nothing more specific than that.
And is there anything since we have learned that there, and we know that there's transportation challenges throughout the state, is there anything to help for transportation of those individuals to the zone?
I don't think so.
Facility.
I don't believe there's any provision in the bill that would address that issue.
How much state revenue is generated by Milwaukee County?
This is a rough approximation, but I would think somewhere in the area of 20%.
And is there another county that has a higher percentage?
I don't believe so.
And so would it be fair to say that Milwaukee County will be the bearer of a larger percentage of the tax incentives or the payment of them, so to say, than any other county for Foxconn, for the foreign company?
In other words, is your question, does Milwaukee contribute more tax dollars in terms of income and sales tax dollars to the state than any other county? I think, is that your question? Therefore, would they contribute the larger share of the $3 billion in credits?
Is that fair?
Is that the question?
I'm asking, is that a fair question?
I would think that Milwaukee County would contribute more than any other county with regard to income and sales tax dollars.
And so the unemployment rate of Milwaukee County compared to the state, compared to the other areas, the contribution that we make, I think it's only fair that we would get access to these alleged jobs. Is there anything in the amendment that my colleagues did that addresses the horrific lack of diversity that was concerns about diversity and fairness and equity in that way? Is there anything in their amendment that addresses the lack of thought about diversity for contractors or for workers?
I don't think there's anything in the bill specifically that relates to a diversity requirement.
Representative Loudenbeck.